Welcome to the Regular Guys Show, What a Rainbow. And this is Terry Jackson.
Thank you. My name's Terry Jackson. Triple OG, Big Don, Big Bo, Big Regulator. Just too big in the goddamn game. Now, I recently got a brand new job at this Wintersnitzel. We're just going to say that for, you know, I ain't trying to get sued or nothing like that. You know, I'm even now these days all sensitive now. So, this job, I like it. I like the employees. I like, you know, it's good business. Hell, it's good money. It's damn good money. The manager, she's a very nice lady. The Creole woman. Really nice, really down to earth, you know, beautiful woman. You know, she's very hardworking, and I appreciate her, you know. You don't find that kind of muscle around here and stuff like that, you know. But she's a good woman. She knows the in, she knows the out. She can lay down the boogie. She's good at what she do. But that supervisor, that her boss, that man, him, that guy, yeah, that right there. Mm-hmm. That man right there. We have a meeting, right? And he tells me, okay, you know, sit down. You know, I'm sitting in the chair, a little fancy room and all that stuff. You know, ain't no cricket to me, you know what I'm saying? Like, what did Steve say? Any day now. So he's telling me, you don't know this on the menu, you can't answer this, you can't say this, and you know, you didn't read this. Now, the man was right about a lot of stuff, you know. He was right about a lot of stuff. You know, I couldn't name this, I couldn't say this, and I, you know, it is what it is. Hell, man, about this. But here's the problem, little Chevys. Here's the problem. That black and mild, man, you gotta love the black and mild. They tell me I have great customer service. Okay, appreciate you, thank you. I'm always lending a hand, you know, running out to customers, making shakes, and you know, taking orders, and you know, I mess up along the way. Now, I ain't saying I'm perfect. I ain't saying that now, Jack. I ain't saying that. Ain't nobody perfect in this world. Ain't nobody perfect. I don't care. You may be good, particularly good at a job, but once upon a time, your ass sucked. Now, I got this meeting tomorrow at 11 a.m. Now, he wants me to go there, pretty much tell him everything, you know, that I learned and, you know, about the job, this and this, this and that. And I know pretty much the basis of it, but when it comes to the menu and the ingredients, the machine tells you what it is, okay? Now, some of y'all may say, well, you need to learn and know that, you know, you have to do this and this and this, this and that. Well, she just asked me. She said, that's your decision, Gary. You are grown. Hell yeah, I know I'm grown. I know I'm grown. I'm a grown man. Hell, what you, somebody checking IDs around here? Oh, Lordy. I just don't understand how people say And I'm saying, oh my God, that shit got my blood pressure high. God damn. I'm just a young dude that's just trying to go to work, clock in, X, Y, Z. It's a goddamn pandemic, and then you want to get mad about all this other nonsense. Come on, Jack. Oh, Jack and Nickel, no rabbits. Now I gotta get up all extra early, go find a different job, apply here. You know that. The whole, hi, my name is this. Well, look like Slim Shady to you? Grown man. Oh, Lord, just disrespectful. I mean, man, people just trying to go to work. Every time I go get a job, maybe I'm picking the wrong job. Maybe, you know, I need to do some job soul searching. Some job soul searching. Nah, that ain't even rhyme with the boogie. What's a better word than soul job searching? New opportunity. Yeah, that's what we gonna call it. New opportunity. That's what we gonna call it, Jack. Because these jobs need to understand one thing, and the people need to understand. This is why when you get too much power, stuff like that. Now, we got this whole pandemic going on, and you tell them to come in, do this. You know, I do this, I do that. Sweep the floors, mop everything, you know, take the orders and all that. And according to everybody else, I'm good. But this particular man is just I mean, he ain't out to get me. I mean, just damn, man. I suck at taking tests, okay? I suck at taking tests. It is what it is. It is what it is. Now, if you want me to come, you know, 6 days a week, 47 hours, damn, Jack, you got yourself a hot dog meal right there. But at the end of the day, Jack, I decided we're going to go different ways and all this other stuff. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no hard feelings. I ain't upset. I ain't frustrated. I'm good. You know, bills are taken care of and everything. Food in the refrigerator. You know, I'm good. I got the Lord. Hell, Lord gonna give me another job. That's all it is. You know what I'm saying? Lord gonna give me another job. You know, and then eventually you get to where you need to get to. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you just gotta go through the valley of the storm. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm still eat there. You know, stuff like that. You know, like, you know, years later. Just cracking jokes. Just scrapping bubble gum. But at the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, I'm at a point in my life where it is what it is. You just do what you gotta do. Just do what you gotta do to survive. You know what I'm saying? Just survive, damn it. I mean, damn, just survive. I'm getting up, going to work, you know, putting my best foot forward and all this stuff. And then you wanna come with this Chevy. Ain't nothing but a Chevy. Damn Chevy. Now, most people don't understand what that means. Let me break it down to you. A Chevy. Oh, Lord, we're gonna say that for the next video. This is Terry Jackson. They disrespectful.
You're disrespectful.
Disrespectful to the Bloods. Welcome to the Regular Guys Show. What a rainbow. Terry Jackson. How he became the Godfather. Thank you. Oh, how I became the Godfather. A lot of people think, when I tell them I'm the Godfather, they get this confused look on their face. Because when you think of the Godfather, you think of Don Corleone, you think of the Fonz, you think of the Mafia, and old school gangsters, the triple OGs, the regulators, the heavy hitters, the Mike Tyson motherfuckers. But the reason why I am the Godfather is simply because of this reason. I can't believe I'm saying this. This don't make me gay. Pouring my feelings out there. Hell, what do you mean I can't say that? Last time I checked, gay men happy. And then the slang Ebonic term mean like it suck. Like it's not cool. It has no flavor. Like it's all right. You know, you can do better. You little sissy girl. Thought you was out there. Oh, Lord. Yeah, that's my boy. You know what I'm saying? So I went through a breakup and tore me apart. And it wasn't because, it was her fault or anything like that. It was simply because I was changing. I was molding. I was becoming something different. I was becoming a man. But in order for me to become a man, oh Lord, I'm nervous right now. I'm gonna need some water in a minute, but I'm gonna finish this. I lost myself, rock bottom. You know, I going in and out the hospital, suicide attempts, and you know, yeah, it was real. This is some real shit. It's some real shit, Jackson. And I she was the last, you know, real human contact that I really had. My family turned against me because I didn't hang out with the Joneses. I wasn't, you know, trying to fit in a division, you know what I'm saying? I had my own division, you know, Pee Wee division, you know, regular Boy Scout, you know, just everyday man, you know, average Joe, good cup of coffee, good dirt. And I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I didn't mean to make her cry, I didn't mean to, you know, break the little ducky's heart, but I'm sick of this shit. I'm tired of, you know, going through this, and this ain't going right. For once in my life, can I just have some goddamn stability? You know what I'm saying? Give me some goddamn stability. And I said, Lord, I'm gonna give you the ultimate blessing. Watch this now. I told the Lord, just like this. Get serious now. So I told the Lord. I said, God, I'm tired. I'm hungry. I don't understand this world. I don't know its purpose. I don't understand its meaning. I don't know what it wants from me. I'm a nice guy. I'm down to earth. You know, I'm a little weird, a little strange. I ain't really nothing strange with no piece of chain. You know, I'm Cadillac, boss, boat. But I give you my heart, Lord. And I will only love you until you say it's clear, because I can't go through another goddamn situation. I will go fucking raccoon on a motherfucker. You don't want to see me go raccoon. Lord, you don't want to see me go raccoon. Got the Rick James on me. I ain't trying to hurt nobody. But there's something, God, I must confess. I confessed it all. Told him all my secrets. Told him everything. Man, hell, I was probably sounding crazy, you know, talking to myself. I mean, you know, as most people think. I don't care what people think. But, excuse me. Old man didn't take his nap. But, I said, God, I want to be the Godfather. And I looked up to the sky. And I stood up. 2 feet. 10 toes. Strong. Harder than a goddamn Chevy. I looked to the sky. I gazed upon that moon. I said, I'll be respectful. I'll be humble. I'll be gentle. Wisdom. I'll be a teacher. I'm gonna make a difference one day. Where I don't know how the hell I'm gonna do it, but I'm gonna figure it out. The only reason why I wanted to be famous, because you know everybody else was doing it, you know, I was on the bandwagon and shit, you know, and following the crowd, you know, trying to blend in and everyday society, similar to high school, just trying to find your people, trying to find your team, your division. It's hard out there for a Cadillac. A lot of boats don't respect Cadillacs, little Hondas and all these Mitsubishi shit. So God said, alright, I'll make you the Godfather. Then he looked back at me and said, you want to be Richard Pryor? Wait a minute. I started cracking up. I said, Lord, come on, just help me. I ain't got much, didn't come for much. Just help me be a better man. I'm not, you know, I'm decent, you know what I'm saying? You know, I don't stink or nothing. Got all my teeth, wash my ass. Just help me. Just please, 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 please. Just help me. I need you. Try me.
Welcome to the Regular Guys Show with a Rainbow. And today we have Terry Jackson. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm just going to make it really simple. Basically, the reason why you are not happy in your life, the reason why you got anxiety, the reason why you got depression, the reason why your marriage is falling apart, the reason why you're about to go through that divorce in the next 10 seconds, the reason why your building's collapsing, the reason, the goddamn reason why the fuck KGB, the cops, everything, the whole 9 yards is fucking up in your head, the reason why everything is blowing the fuck up in your mind, the reason why you can't keep your shit together, the reason why you keep going back and forth like, is it me? Is it them? You know, the reason why you separate yourself from the pack. It's just everything that goes through your mind. Your mind. You have to train it. You gotta control it. You gotta put a lock on it. Lock that shit up.
You gotta be a sharpshooter. Ain't no more peewee shit out here. Motherfuckers is dying. This is real life, motherfucker. Ain't nobody gonna fucking hold your hand through this shit. Hell, if they do, good for you. Hell, good for you. You gotta, man. I've been fucking up. And sometimes you fuck up and you don't even know you fucking up. You be sitting there in the bed, be like, I'm fucking up. You be driving to work, I'm fucking up. Dropping shit, losing shit. It happens to everybody. Calm your ass the fuck down. Breathe, little motherfucker. It's okay. Just find out what you're good at. And just play with it. Just, you know, just analyze it. Talk to it. If you like the color, color shit. Post it on your wall in your house. You don't need nobody goddamn approval. You know how many famous people hit me up on a daily, tuning into my shit, and I'm an everyday fucking person. I'm looking at them like, ooh, yeah, they're famous, they're this. You could be famous in your own goddamn community, don't even know it. By you even just walking to the store, you made somebody's day to live again. You have no idea how strong you are. But sometimes people break you down. People, they say shit, man. Some people say some shit to you, man. It just fucks with you for years. Some shit you don't let go. Certain people can't take certain shit. They flip the fuck out, blow their fucking head off, kill the whole family. If I can't love you, nobody else can, because their mind was cracked. Their matrix, their system, the way they program, the way they function. Wherever the fuck they came from, it came into your path. Sometimes we just attract shit. Don't mean to. Just happen. Stop trying to understand every goddamn thing and just live your fucking life. Just do you. Just be the best you for yourself. Go to school, learn something. I learned how to do everything by myself. With my hands. Learn how to cut my own hair because I didn't have enough money. Yeah, I fucked up a couple times. But I locked that motherfucker up. Taught myself how to drive. Just kept watching a girl drive. Just kept watching her. Just kept looking. Okay, your foot goes here. Okay, you drive with 1 foot, not 2 feet. Okay, 1 foot because you use 2 feet and then you mistake it for something else. Okay. Okay, then you stay in your lane. Just ask. And sometimes if you just ask and you hear the answer they might give you, it might spark you to being something incredible. Or you might just realize, you know what? I need to stay away from this person. Sometimes your friends say shit and then as soon as they leave, you go, I need to cut that off. I'm not losing no more. I'm going to win. I'm gonna win. Even if him kills me, I'm gonna win. I gotta win. And I don't mean winning and cheating and stepping over people and crossing people over. No. I'm a Cadillac man. I'm a Cadillac. I'm a Cadillac. That's what it comes down to. Classy, respectful, I'm humble. Sure, I'm a little weird, a little strange. Just like you. It's gonna be all right. I know you're scared. It's gonna be all right. It's okay to cry. I do it all the time. It's okay. Drain it out of you. Drain it all out of you. Go get your new suit. You can be whoever you want to be. You can be whoever you want to be. No matter what situation, no matter what it is, you be whoever you want to be. Terry Jackson. That's all.
God, I don't know what else am I supposed to do. I really don't. I have done pretty much everything and anything I could possibly think of to get my life back on deck. It's like I'm being myself, but I'm not truly being myself. And I think my truest state of nature is just me quiet, just optimistic, just analyzing, just staring at everybody. I know I gotta make my own path and my own life and my own desires and dreams and goals and all that, but how am I supposed to be all I can be when nobody interacts with me? I mean, maybe it was my fault from the beginning, but before my mindset got changed of how I viewed everything, I never thought I was the problem. I don't believe in kissing ass. I don't believe in, oh, you gotta be like this because these people are around. I believe in that. I always be myself. I always been myself. Even when I was with her, I was myself. And that's another thing that tears me apart is the relationship. No, it's not a relationship anymore, but you get my drift. I think the only reason why I truly love her the most, besides the fact she was nice to me, sweet, I miss her conversations. I miss getting those texts. The house is boring without you. I don't want to drag it tomorrow. I don't want to feel pointless. I don't want to feel blank or playing on Instagram or Snapchat and all that stupid shit. Like I'm chasing my dreams every morning. It may not be a big deal to everybody else, but it's a big deal to me. I'm beautiful. I'm talented. And I just want love the right way. The right way, Lord. Please, the right way. Welcome to the Regular Guys Show, and Merry Christmas to everybody around the world. And I hope everybody's doing okay, well, safe, and happy. And even if you're not happy, or Christmas fucking sucks, or you tired of your grandma staring at you, whatever the case is, I just hope that things turn around and go good for your life. And here's Terry Jackson. Thank you, Terry Jackson. So, Christmas sucks ass, just like everybody else, but ain't nobody licking my ass. I can't believe that shit. So, basically, homeless person walks up to my door and asks me, can they, you know, shower, stuff like that. You know, he's a brother, African-American, glasses on, about 160, slim Jim. You could tell he's Caribbean, have some
Got some country in him. I can see, I know a country boy when I see him. So I said, all right, it's Christmas Eve. Let me be nice, and you could take a bath for Christmas Eve. You know, he wasn't, like, homeless, like, but he needed that bath. And I figured when he took the bath, you know, he'll come out smelling clean, but he still smelled the same, which I don't understand how. Then we talked for a couple hours about life and kind of find out he's very intelligent. He was talking about, like, wise people show shitty. You know, why do people treat people with mental disorders differently? And keep in mind, you know, the lad's older than me. And like I told him, it's like this, son. The world that you live in does not really care about you. It just don't. I hate to say it. You know, this is the world we live in. Shit, niggas don't even care about me. You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't nobody worried about me. You think Terry Jackson, you know, got it all made and shit, you know, because, you know, I'm talking on a podcast and all the shit. Like, oh, his life is made. He got all the time in the world. Hell no, I got no goddamn time in the world. Just going through some shit. Fucking COVID. But anyway, basically, like I told him, just said, you can think about the shit that happened 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 40 years ago. But what difference is that going to solve? It is what it is. But I realize that some people are just in denial. Some people just can't accept certain things because they can't believe that really happened to them. It's just, it fucked up something in their matrix. Now, I ain't saying that the man is weak-minded or I'm better than him. No, we in the same goddamn boat. Now, here's the kicker. So we talk, and he's just doing weird shit. He sits down, he stands up, he sits down. I'm like, clearly this nigga's on drugs. So then he asks me, can he get a couple of dollars? And I'm looking like I'm about to go in my wallet, in my house, give you a couple of dollars, and you go God knows where, then come back, and I got about 5 hobos at the door, and I got the Randy Savage with the Rick James. I don't think so, Jack. So I told him kindly I don't have any participation payments to help you out with. So he leaves. Later on that day, you know, God will reveal things to you. I don't know if people are spiritual or, you know, into the word or, you know, a higher power, you know, basically my observation of my predicament as I was looking around scanning, you know, the area. This motherfucker comes out a house, not my house, somebody else's house. Like, he lives there, whole new outfit and everything. So I'm looking like, why the fuck would you come to my damn house to fucking shower? And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Just fuck it. Mm-mm. Then, here's the kicker. Here's the goddamn kicker. It's fucking cold in here. Another girl comes to the door. Oh, God. So this one girl, I guess she was homeless, BBW. You know, we talked, and you know, before, but I didn't know she was homeless. You know what I'm saying? Homeless people are great actors. Don't get me wrong. They are great actors. So she tells me, like, oh, you know, can I shower and, you know, this and that or whatever. I'm like, did this nigga go and tell her, you know, this is the shower place? Because, you know, And, you know, she got this look on her face. Now, here's the thing. This is why women get hurt. This is a perfect, good, goddamn example. And I don't know the people that tune in, that listen to this. And I appreciate you, dear. I really do appreciate you guys taking the time out to listen to Terry Jackson. I really do. This really, you know, I don't often do it, you know, all the time. And, you know, anyway, we'll get to that. So she basically, you know, belly all sticking out, Debo lie, they got most of them, and then she got titties, and she talking about, you know, can she use a shower, she's all crying, she's all emotional, she looks broken, and I was like, all right, you can shower, you know, she's like, just 10 minutes, just all I need is just 10 minutes, you know, it's Christmas Eve, you know, I'm like, I got you, but she's like, her boyfriend, want to make sure, you like, nothing happens and all this, and I'm like, oh my God, you're doing too much. So I'm going to have 2 motherfuckers in the room, and they both way bigger than me. It's one of me, it's 2 of them, so I got to do the math. So I got 2 pellet guns, I got the BB gun locked up and loaded, then I got the goddamn Rick James sitting in the jerk waiting for a motherfucker and shit, and I didn't even know where that shit was, and I was way too high at the goddamn time, so I'm doing that 60-second Denzel shit. So they both come in, we talk, we'll do 10 minutes. These motherfuckers took 4 fucking hours of talking. Just fuck me, fuck my house, fuck my rules, fuck everything about me. And I'm like, can you hurry up? what's taking so long? You said 10 minutes. Oh, we're sorry. We disrespect you, this and that. And, you know, when I get mad, I get bitchy, and I, you know, get a little snappy. It's not a real good look for Terry Jackson. It's not a real good look when Terry Jackson get mad. Because when Terry Jackson gets mad, this is basically what happens. I want you to picture a fourth grader about to lose his fucking shit and basically eat a gorilla. Like, that's the level of anger that I got. Because they were disrespecting me. Like, you supposed to go in there, shower. Okay, I get you trying to talk. You trying to, you know, you don't want to be in the cold. You know, I get that. You know, Terry Jazz had been homeless before back in the day. But motherfuckers took forever. And I'm like, God damn, Jackson. So they leave. I go in the bathroom. Check out everything. And guess what I leave in the bathroom? My goddamn house keys. And I just fucking froze. They could have took a key. They could have. Oh, my God. All kind of shit could have happened. The dog could have got hurt. I could have been sleeping. Somebody could have just creeped in. You know what I'm saying? I got, you know, I'll jump up. You know what I mean? But you got to be careful. You know what I'm saying? And I got on myself. You know, I got on myself. You know what I mean? So we ain't got to worry about that no more. But it's fucking Christmas fucking sucks. Everybody's fucking mean and rude. Me and my ex-girlfriend broke up. And shit really breaks my heart, man. Because I really like the little motherfucker. I ain't even finna talk about that bitch. You can look through the old tapes and shit. I'm not finna go back in there again. Don't force people to be with you that don't want to be with you. You know what I mean? It's just not worth it. Not saying that we had a, you know, forced relationship or anything like that. I don't want you to get that concept idea. But basically, I was under the assumption that me and you was in a relationship. But she decided to do other things and ditch and, you know, just do her own shit. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody cheat on nobody. It was just a lack of commitment. You know what I mean? I was found out I was bipolar. That's what the doctor told me. Gave me the wrong. Can you shut up, dog? Clicking that goddamn cage? Just click, click, click. Because she's asleep. Because her paw be clicking the cage. All that shit's fucking annoying. But I just want a friend. I just want somebody to like me for me. You know what I mean? I mean, it sounds like everybody else in the book. God damn it, dog. I'm not going to tell you again. Shut up. Kick the damn cage again and see what happens. This nigga knocked the fuck out. Stop kicking the goddamn cage, motherfucker. Making all that goddamn noise and shit. What the fuck is you dreaming about? If you ain't dreaming about the fucking truth or the hope, then shut the fuck up. Shut up. Click. Click all goddamn night. Her little paw kicked the cage because she's asleep and she be, I don't know what the fuck talk about. She be dreaming about rabbits. How the fuck a dog gonna dream about a goddamn rabbit if a motherfucker ain't never seen no goddamn rabbit before? Ah, fuck the government. Oh. She kicked the cage again. Stop kicking the guy. This motherfucker. You pissing me off. Shut the fuck up. God damn, Bobby. I'm over here trying to tell the world how the fuck I feel, and you keep kicking the goddamn cage. Ah, oh, slaves cook that chicken. No white bitch know about some chicken spice and herbs and gimp. I hate the fucking world. I do. Fuck the world. Nah, I shouldn't do that. Nah, I shouldn't say that. You know what? That's how I feel. Fuck how everybody else feel. I always accommodate and try to feel like everybody else feel. I try to put positive things into the world. I try to, you know, reach out to people, help people and stuff. And then check this out. Some little 15-year-old boy gonna call me a damn fraud. You motherfucker. Nigga, you just sent me a goddamn video of your ass drug the motherfucker up to the goddamn stream on, what was he taking? Kemet. K-E-M-A-T-E. I don't know what that shit is. You know, I just smoke weed, you know. I didn't start smoking weed till I was like 27. And before I even started smoking weed, I did the research. I Googled it. I YouTubed it. I asked questions. I talked to professional smokers that, you know, told me it should look like this, should look like that. You know, you got to be careful what you put into your body. You know, educate myself. Terry Jackson loves to educate himself. But nigga called me a fraud because I basically just gave up on my ex-girlfriend. Now the bitch gave up on me and shit. I moved on. Shit, he mad because I'm posting pictures of, you know, bitches on my Instagram and shit, you know, titties and ass and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody else coming over here trying to love me and, you know, really trying to make work. I don't understand these fucking women and shit. Just because you got a goddamn vagina, you got a pair of titties and shit, that makes you more qualified than me if you don't shut the fuck up. So when somebody breaks in the goddamn house, you go handle that shit since you want to be the man of the house. Nobody gives a fuck about your goddamn vagina. Like, ain't nothing wrong with vagina, but I don't understand how women tell me, like, oh, you're beautiful, you're sexy, you're the one. Oh, I always wanted a guy like you. I can never do better than you. You know all that bullshit they told me. But where the fuck y'all bitches at now, sons of bitches? Lying and shit. At least when I tell bitch I love you, I really mean that shit. If I say I love you, that means, like, nigga, I love you. Like that basically means, like, I'm just gonna eat your pussy. That's what it means. You know what I'm saying? That means you are my best friend. Like, I haven't been around a lot of people growing up. You know, I seen people. You know, I looked at them, saw them across the street. But as for being inside a group, being inside a circle, you know, this is my pack of friends. These are the Rugrats. You know, we grew up. I didn't have that. Niggas was outside gang banging, murdering 187 with the Snoop Dogs. But I just don't want to be alone anymore. I don't have no one to talk to in the world. I don't have really any family. I mean, we broke up. The family, I mean, the Jackson 5, we broke up. Shit, mama took Neverland. Fucking Diana walked one way. And Michael Jackson, my ass, keep changing between... excuse me. Kept changing between colors and shit, trying to figure out, should I be with the white people or hang out with the black people? Like, you know, black people don't even like me. You know, there's certain black people that just don't like black people. And I don't know what it is. I don't know what, Terry Jackson don't know. I ain't got a fucking clue. I ain't got no fucking idea why niggas don't like niggas. Niggas just gonna be niggas. Now, most people say, you know, you shouldn't say that word. You know, it's a very bad word. Oh, fuck you, niggas. You know, y'all, it is what it is. Well, stop lying to one another. It is what it is. Can't even get proper, decent medical care. I can't go to the fucking doctor. What's wrong with you? Bipolar. Oh, shit. How you know? I Googled it. Oh, well, take these goofy pills. Goddamn silly pills. Got me out there going all Freddie Jackson. Lost my job. I mean, well, the last job. I didn't really care for it. I'm gonna be honest. I really did not care for that job at all. Not like that. Like, it was good. I was doing great, but I realized that all the depression, anxiety, my speech impediment, I was coming out of my shell, getting used to talking to people again. But that's the thing about the world. The world don't care. Excuse me. Ugh. Apologize. The world does not care. Sorry if I smack. The world don't care about, you know, you crying or you upset or you mad at the world. They don't give a fuck about that, because the day is going to keep on going. It's going to be with you. It's going to be without you. You got to pick who you want to be in that situation. I don't even know what's wrong with me anymore. I self-diagnosed myself. I undiagnosed myself. I mean, the doctors, don't even get me started on them. Every time I tell them my life story, you know, the shit that I've been going through and the things that bother me, the only thing that they can fucking tell me is that, wow, that's some shit. I mean, I just wouldn't talk to those people. Nigga, I don't even talk to them. Nigga, I don't even talk to myself. I don't even talk to the fish no more. Motherfucker talk too much. I had to get rid of fish. Fish was talking shit. That fish was walking around talking all that shit. I had to let it go. No Motown. No Cadillac. I just want to be loved. I just want to be accepted. I want to feel like I know for sure this person has my back. Because I truly feel like one day in the future I'll get married, you know, hopefully. You know, I don't think there's nothing wrong with marriage, but, you know, a whole fucking certificate that says me and you are in a relationship. I mean, that's kind of fucking creepy if you think about it. You know, but I figured, you know, getting old. and take my old man nap. I figured, yeah, I'll get married, meet a, you know, decent girl, and, you know, we'll talk and, you know, exchange information between one another, you know, to figure out if we're a match. And, you know, we'll just go off from there in the sunset, you know what I mean? You know, just build together. That's the thing, people don't want to build together. Everybody want a finished fucking product. That's like, put it this way. You go buy a Lamborghini, right? Let's say you buy a Lamborghini, $250,000 car. Now, that's a payment down for not only a house, a business, retirement. You can flip it. You can put it in a stock. But for the sake of the conversation, you got a Lamborghini. Now, the man is obviously going to ask, okay, I like this Lamborghini, but for a beginner of Lamborghinis, which one is like the best one? Or am I even, does my brain matches the basically would I have control over the car? You know what I'm saying? You know, it's all these buttons and gears and stuff. You know, it's like any other car, but every car is different. You know what I mean? Like $1 million car and $100,000 car drive completely different. Let me just tell you that. So while you're trying to figure out all the math of the mathematical, look, I didn't, look, public school failed me. The mathematical things of, that's not the word I'm looking for. What's that word I'm looking for? If you know what the word is, let me know. But while you're trying to figure out the fucking theory of how the car works and if it's going to be a good investment, the only thing this motherfucker's worried about is, I don't like the color. I don't like the rims. Oh, I got a Lamborghini. Oh, I'm going to be rolling. Oh, look at me. I'm a bad bitch. Oh, I'm going to pick up my friends. Oh, I'm going to be flying. No, 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 no. Inhale to the no. 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 And then something tears up in the car and you get mad at her about it. And it's like, oh, whatever, fuck, it's just a car. Oh, it's just a car. Yeah, a $250,000 car that I put down for because I worked my ass off for that you don't quite angrily give a fuck. Just because you got titties and ass, you just think you're a goddamn hero. I can't stand women right now. I mean, you used to have dumb bitches, smart bitches, your nerd girls. You had categories, shit. Everybody had a category. I remember when the man used to tell a woman you're beautiful, she would just turn on like a Cadillac. Now today, you tell a girl she's beautiful, it's like giving a bitch a dollar. It's just no fucking point anymore. Because women think they know every goddamn thing. The world thinks they know every goddamn thing. But the real question is, who controls the world? Who pulls the goddamn strings? Who's the one that says yes, no, and this is what's going to be? It got to be somebody. If you think the president runs the world, you a dumb motherfucker. There's somebody behind somebody that makes somebody that basically runs the world. I don't know who it is. You could say the post office, but I just got no one to talk to. Everyone I talk to, they're just looking at their phones or we don't even speak at all, or it's, oh, this celebrity sold, they sold to the devil. Well, good for them. I tried to do that one time. I did it a couple times. I ain't gonna lie about it. Hey, I'm a man about this shit. I just wanted to get the fire from the devil so I could just kill his ass and then just bring it back to Jesus. Like, here you go. You know, some John Constantine type shit. But it sucks. It sucks being alone. It sucks, basically. Just being me sometimes. Like right now, like a fucking broke COVID. The dog is just good days, bad days is what it is. Landlord asking for imaginary money. And I'm like, what the fuck you want me to do about it? You know what I'm saying? I'm Terry Jackson. But I just don't want to be alone anymore. I just want to be a part of something, like a group of people, or, you know, I want my own group of friends, you know. Maybe I don't know how to be a friend. Maybe I got a lot of resentment that pushes people away and I don't even know about. But I can promise you that I'm a good person. Now, we hear that shit all the time. All right, good person. Ah, shit. Cracked myself. myself up. I love that shit. But that's the fucking thing, though. It wasn't supposed to be like this. It wasn't supposed to be like this. I had it all mapped out. It was different than this. You know, I figured go to school, settle down, get married, cool. You know, I'm not saying that's like, you know, the ending to my life. Yeah, I tried to go to college, and it's just like the things that I tried in my life. Maybe I got a mental disability. Maybe I just don't know what I'm doing, or lack of confidence, or I don't know what the fuck it is. All I ever tried to do was just get my shit together and just,
excuse me.
Just, you know, get my shit together and just make the world, you know, easier, convenient for me. You know, I help people, I talk to people, look after people. Hey, I haven't given the nigga a dollar, but nobody talks to me. Nobody interacts with me. No one says, I miss you. No one says, oh, you're beautiful, or hey, you want to come hang out? I mean, okay, people do ask me to come kick it, but just rarely. It's rarely, you know, because they be working and stuff like that. You know, my name across the street. But, you know, I did the Tinder thing. I did the POF. I tried to apologize to my ex. I made this bitch an album. I made the motherfucker an album. Like, I learned how to rap and sing, and she ended up buying me a microphone and all that. I don't know where the fuck we went wrong, and there's no point in me even looking back into the madness, because if someone really cares about you, despite what y'all go through, you always come back, you find each other, and you just make it work, period. It's not hard. People have been hurt and fucked over and treated a certain kind of way. It just made the hearts turn cold, and sometimes it takes a particular kind of person to get them to come through. Yep. And I've been holding that in for a long time. I just wish it was all different. It is what it is. Well, Terry Jackson's gonna go lay down in a bit right now. But I appreciate everybody, you know, checking me out and stuff like that. You know, I'm not going to bed sad or depressed. I don't want you to get that fucking feeling. I'm just going to roll over and put this cover on me because it's colder than a motherfucker. But I like people. I just want to be loved. Is that too much to ask for? I just want to be loved. Maybe in time, it will. But I really feel I'm gonna die like an old man. And nobody. Just all alone. Well, it is what it is. Terry Jazz is about to get some sleep. And hopefully tomorrow's a better fucking day. Merry Christmas, motherfuckers.